Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Congratulations go out to Bloomington North Tennis. Ken Heidinger's crew are sectional champions for the fourth time running and continue their fantastic 2017 season. It's been the singles carrying the weight all year long, and Friday night's championship in the sectional final against Martinsville was no different. North senior Mac Rogers avenged his only loss of the season, beating Martinsville's Hunter Sylvester in straight sets, and Rogers now advances with his team after a convincing 6-3, 6-love victory. Christian Gettelfinger won at number two singles, and Paul Zubay won at number three singles. Zubay and Rogers only one loss apiece on the season, and Gettelfinger, he only has two losses. Gettelfinger and Zubay lost only two games each on Friday, adding to that dominant singles performance. The doubles team of Max Graff and Jack Ruschke, they provided the fourth point, winning 6-3 and 7-5. Arpan Bose and Sam Orbaugh fell at number one doubles. The Cougars will enjoy a home court advantage in the regionals as they take on Greensburg tomorrow night at 5 p.m. And then, if they win, when they win, we'll take on the winner of Columbus North or Seymour, who plays in the other half of that bracket. Speaking about postseason, the IHSAA football sectional brackets were drawn out yesterday. Bloomington North will get a bye in week number one. South will host Whiteland, and the winner of that match will take on the North Cougars in Bloomington in week number two of the playoffs. Also, Edgewood will host number eight in Class 4A East Central in their opening sectional matchup. Not an easy one for Brian Rosenberg's crew, but the good news, it's at the Mustang Corral. Busy Monday night to kick off October. Dave and Glass with you in the zone from 6 to 7. In the red zone, 7 to 7:45. We lead you into Monday Night Football's coverage of the Redskins at the Chiefs, 8:30 kickoff. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Lashcock.
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Here we are, another Blue Monday for Colts fans as the Colts fall to the Seahawks last night, 46-18 in Seattle. No Andrew Luck yesterday, no Andrew Luck in the foreseeable future, and they're going to need more than just a quarterback if they're going to make this franchise move forward. Last night, the Colts gave it away again on offense with quarterback Jacoby Brissett throwing an interception return for a touchdown. He also fumbled in the third quarter, and that was scooped up by Seattle. That led to a touchdown as well. But the Colts, they gave up a bunch of big plays, but didn't return the favor as they really struggled to score. Brissett led the offense to a whopping two touchdowns. One a pass to Dante Moncrief, another a Robert Turbin one-yard run. So the Colts offense came up with 17 points on the night. With the Colts defense, that's not a combination that's going to win many games. But they led at halftime 15-10. They were tied at one point in the third quarter, 18-all. What happened? Everything. The Colts offense couldn't move the ball. The Colts defense couldn't stop Seattle. And in the NFL, that's a bad, bad combination. Sure, Vontae Davis was back. Guess what? He was rusty. He was beat three times in the game for over 25 yards. That usually doesn't happen to the all-pro cornerback. So if you're expecting Andrew Luck just to waltz on in after a couple practices and everything's going to be better for the Colts, I don't think it's going to happen. So the bad news for Colts fans is simple. The Colts aren't very good. The good news for Colts fans, there's a lot of bad teams in football, especially in their division. So don't write the season off just yet. You can only win one game on Sunday, and you can only lose one game on Sunday. The Colts are 1-3. The rest of the division is 2-2. Hardly time to panic just yet. Dave and Glass in the zone tonight. Your phone calls at 6. Monday Night Football starts at 7:45. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.